Formula One heads to Budapest this weekend, where they have raced at the Hungaroring every year since 1986, believe it or not, when the spectacle became the first Formula One Grand Prix behind the Iron Curtain. Max Verstappen has won 10 races in a row and will probably ace qualifying and drive away from the front again this weekend. Here to discuss the upcoming event in Budapest and catch you up on all the team's progress so far this season is my lovely wife, Caitlin.
Hey. I'm Matt.
This is the Formula Fun Podcast. Stick around. Talk about race cars with us. Have a good time.
Fun.
So, how's it going?
Hey, it's good.
Long time no pod.
That is true.
A year. I think it's like 1 year and one race.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Austria, I saw, was our last. Austria 2022, which was
Whoopsies.
Charles's last victory.
Wow, that's really depressing.
Isn't that crazy? It's Aww. Been like that. Ferrari hasn't won in over a year.
Yeah. Feels like it.
It does. Feels like it's been longer than that.
I know. I'm like, they won races?
I know. Yeah. Someone besides Red Bull wins races.
Yeah. It's so crazy to think not too long ago, we were like, oh, he's going to be a contender for the championship.
Yeah.
Like last year.
Yeah. He's good enough to be,
yeah,
driving
well,
wise.
Right.
Carlos has like outscored him points wise this season so far, and
yeah,
like didn't he outscore him last season too? Or I can't,
I think,
remember,
it was like shenanigans. It's been kind
it's
of shenanigans,
been a little, but that's
though.
Ferrari for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how have you felt about Max's dominance? Speaking of Red Bull winning every race so far this season, that's been basically the story of the season so far.
It has. How do I feel about it? I mean, it's fine, I guess. I don't resent him for it or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good. He's in a good car. I mean, it's the new normal. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think it's, I guess kind of like initially, I think some of the fan reaction was like, boo hiss Red Bull for being so good. And then you kind of have to turn your attention to the teams that just didn't do who did poorly, you know, like it's on
Mercedes,
Ferrari,
yeah,
and Aston Martin and McLaren, and the teams that are fighting for second place to catch Red Bull are designed a car that's that good in the first place. It's not Red Bull's fault that they're so good.
Yeah, I guess not. And
you know, it's everyone's job to be good.
Sure.
What should they be slower? You know what I mean?
Right, I guess there were some scandals, but then they got penalties.
And they're good in spite of their penalties.
Yeah, right. I will say, while I don't like resent them for it, or I mean, it's just like, yeah, they're just did have done really well. I probably would have watched more closely if
there
was an actual like championship,
because we've been watching, but it does feel like, and we have a 2-year-old daughter, so everything is like done with a little bit less probably
more
close attention, you know. Yeah, more screaming in the background, that's a good way to put it. But yeah, we've been watching, but it doesn't
joyful
feel like
screaming.
We've been as immersed in it.
Yeah, it hasn't been right. I'm not like reading the news and
been on the gram.
Well, yeah, I unfollowed all the drivers because it was just like too much. I was like,
even Hulky?
No, never Hulky.
That's hilarious.
Because his dog.
I know. What's his dog's name? Zeus. That's hilarious.
Yeah, there's some I never unfollowed because they just don't post as much. But
yeah,
that's
great.
You know, when you follow Lewis Hamilton, you're just like, wow, this is
no
a lot
way.
Of posts, you know?
Yeah.
So
shoot me.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, I unfollowed a lot of them, so I didn't really know what was going on in their personal lives, which I like to keep tabs on.
Well, you can get back into it.
I have followed them again
okay,
in preparation for this pod.
Okay, cool.
So
any juicy Instagram tidbits?
No,
nothing,
they're just all dating
really.
Like kind of mean looking
girls. Just a few shirtless shirtless pics of Lewis.
Of Lewis, yes.
Of course.
And Lando. posted some too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That seems out of character. But yeah, they're usually pretty fit.
Yeah, they're all fit.
Yeah, Lando needs to shave.
Yeah, Lando. Lando's got. Listening.
I know, Lando. Okay, so here, heart to heart, bro.
Situation on your chin.
It's kind of like when you can first grow chin whiskers, and you're like,
oh, I can only do it here. Yeah, it's like we all know that that's what's happening.
Yeah, just
he's handicapping himself with that. Just shave, bro.
Anyway, Lando's awesome. Love Lando. Probably my favorite driver. Yeah,
he is awesome and great. And he is actually really fun to follow on Instagram because he's just funny.
Real.
He's funny and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take himself too seriously.
He is legitimately funny, yeah. Yeah, he's self-deprecating and stuff.
Yeah, it's, as you know, for a Formula One driver, that's very endearing because none of them are like that. I mean, you know, it's kind of a rare quality for...
Yeah. Right, for somebody that probably generally takes himself very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, Max, Lewis, you know, they are just like...
Very serious people.
Serious people.
Yeah. I can see that. Anyway, so speaking of McLaren, that's an interesting way to kind of segue into the... You know, like the story of the season is basically like Red Bull dominating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then four teams, Ferrari, Aston, Mercedes, and McLaren, all being equally between second and fifth place, second, third, fourth, fifth, depending on the weekend, which has been really interesting because if you don't care about who gets first, you know, it's like, oh, first place is a given, right? But who's going to be second depends on the temperature of the track and the conditions of the corner. You know, like, is it a high-speed track? Is it a high downforce track? Is it cold? Is it warm? Is it, you know, what type of tires are they bringing? The characteristics of the car, right? All that mumbo-jumbo has made a real, like... And how are they developing, right? Which is interesting to talk about because there's been some, like, McLaren, very uncharacteristically, this usually doesn't happen, brought a huge upgrade to their car and are suddenly really, really fast.
Yeah.
Or were at Silverstone.
Right.
Silverstone.
Before we get too much into developing, I just wanted to, I had a thought that it's also been interesting because it's not really like Red Bull dominance. It's like Max dominance.
Oh, that is true. I meant to mention that. Yeah. It's like one person. Yeah. We got to talk about that.
Right. Well, and because Checo, he might be up at the top, but he might not. More often than not, he isn't. And so it's kind of made it more interesting because there's like more podium spots. You know, it's not just like a 1-2 Red Bull every race.
Yeah, like five out of the first six races, Alonso was on the podium.
Right, and so it's kind of like given more people more opportunity to like, ooh, maybe like
Lando's on the podium.
Yeah, right.
Oscar Piastri should have gotten a podium, but for a safety car.
Yeah.
So
and that's been kind of fun, but maybe not for Perez, but
yeah, Perez, that's cool. I mean, not cool, but an interesting talking point. Just that he's kind of got the Ricardos, the yips.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, it seems like he does. It's getting into that territory where...
That seat is cursed.
Oh, it's crazy.
Or, yeah.
Here's the interesting thing about that, just to get a little technical about it, because that's, my job on the show or whatever, but to be nerdy about
I'm not
it.
Going to, so...
Right. The interesting thing to me about that is that Max drives the car... a certain way. And so the car is kind of built to Max's, you know, how he likes it, his kin or whatever, right? And so the way that is, just to put it real simply, is where the front end is real easy to direct. They call it a pointy front end, right? But the rear end has to be real loosey-goosey to have a pointy front end. So the rear end slides and
I don't think I'd like that much.
No, it's very hard to drive. It takes a lot of skill because you have to control a loose rear end. Loose rear end, which is fun to say, right? Mm-hmm. Funny to say. But it causes oversteer, which is where the back end of the car slides out very easily. And so you have to control it that's those like corrections on the steering wheel you see mm-hmm. the drivers make sometimes where
straw making.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that is. Julian Palmer doesn't know what that is. So I don't know what that is. Yeah. So when the rear steps out, then you see him go chunk chunk on the steering wheel to correct it, you know, mm-hmm. and straighten the car back again. They have to steer the opposite way. I know. And they're doing it at like 160 miles an hour. Yeah. Just this tiny little clack clack.
And Max is like, oh, does someone just go pit? What's going on over there?
Driving with one arm out the window.
Yeah, so to dead speak. Arm.
So Max can handle a car that has a real oversteery, loose rear end because he's so freaking good.
Yeah, and no one else can.
And most drivers can't. Or they're just not.
And they can't just like tighten a few screws on Perez's car. And
they kind of can within certain parameters. But Perez would want to try to match Max. He's a race driver. You know, sure. He's got machismo. And he's like, well, if he can drive the Red Bull, I can drive the Red Bull. And at the beginning of the season, he kind of did. You mm-hmm. know, he was second. He won two races, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the front row of the grid a couple of times in qualifying, but then he just started falling away because he's consistent. He can't. Max is ice cold.
Yeah.
You have to be ice cold to do it every lap of every session.
Yeah.
Max just does it. He comes out of the pit and is instantly on up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
And every lap is consistent. You know, it's such a crazy, crazy, crazy phenomenon. Anyway, so Checo can't match him.
Right.
So that's crazy sad to see, I guess. Do you feel sorry for Checo?
I mean, I do like him.
Yeah.
I do feel sorry, kind of. I mean, I guess I can appreciate that it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
For him, and he's probably not having a great time. And you
he's
know.
Super in his head at this point.
I just want everyone to have a good time.
Yeah. Participation trophies.
Yeah.
They get little, like, swim ribbons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But
no, everyone can't get first.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if he got replaced, I'd be like, well, maybe that was...
Yeah, so speaking of him getting replaced, maybe we can start going through the teams.
Yeah, okay.
And that just to have some kind of like organizing principle to the pod.
Sure.
And go like, okay, we'll talk about AlphaTauri first because they are the lowest team with the fewest points.
Yeah.
And that gives us an opportunity to talk about Daniel Ricciardo.
Danny Rick.
Yeah, so
back.
That kind of ties
in the
into
worst car on the grid.
The discussion of Checo. So there's a little segue, right? Yeah, we're segueing.
Yes.
So we're going to go through the teams first. The first team, the lowest team, the last team with 2 points is AlphaTauri.
AlphaTauri.
AlphaTauri. Scuderia AlphaTauri, technically.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yuki and now Danny Rick, formerly Nick DeVries.
Yeah, poor guy. I do feel bad for him, actually.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard by now, for some reason you're getting this news on this pod, which would be crazy, but yeah, Daniel Ricciardo, don't get your news on this podcast. Just listen to us yammer about it. Daniel Ricciardo driving for... AlphaTauri now.
Yeah, just ran like just in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
taking
what do they have to
Nick
lose? I guess. So, do you think the rush is so that they can get him ready to potentially replace Sergio?
Well, I think the justification.
I mean,
by
it's
Marco,
not like they're losing
Helmut
point,
Marco.
Like, oh, we're losing out on points. This
right,
is like the
exactly,
worst car
exactly.
ever. So who cares
it
if
is
Nick DeVries
the worst.
Is
it
driving
is the,
it?
I think it's technically the second slowest car on the grid, but it's the worst performing car on the grid. After the Alfa Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but that's a good point because it's not like they're finishing in the points and like Nick DeVries
really
is like holding him back.
Right.
I think the justification by Helmut Marko was Nick DeVries. And this is something along the lines of what he said was like Nick DeVries never put in like a single, like competitive lap.
He did
like,
7 races.
10, I think 10.
I mean, that's
and
not
he's like a Formula
long.
2 champion and Formula E champion.
I just think that's really messed up. I mean,
Sebastian
poor guy.
Vettel said it was brutal.
Yeah, it is brutal.
said it was brutal and harsh.
That's a good sub. It is.
Harsh and brutal.
It is. It is. I mean, come on. Okay, there he is.
He also said that he's very, very happy for Danny Rick because Seb is ever the diplomat, and you've got to love Seb, and he says the right thing all the time. And so he's like, I'm very, very happy for Daniel, but it was harsh and brutal.
I agree with Seb on this point.
Yeah, you always got to agree with Seb.
Yeah, we probably agree on most points.
Yeah, not as like a dogmatic principle, but it's just hard to disagree with the guy. Anyway, so yeah, it's hard. It's harsh for Nick DeVries for sure. Helmut Marko, man. I mean,
like,
God,
what's the rush?
He's just like
what's
brutal. He's just a harsh guy. I mean, you know, the Red Bull guy that just like fires everybody all the time. That's kind of their shtick. They've gone through like, I don't know what the number is, but it's something like 8 drivers in the last like 2 years or something ridiculous between the two teams, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder people get the yips. Yeah. I mean, pressure makes people crack unless you're Max.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Max is ice cold.
I know,
Max is like a robot.
His dad.
You have to think about the last two people who are really, really good. The last 3 people who are really, really good at Formula One. Here's my conspiracy theory for you. Max and Lewis and Michael Schumacher, they're all like mentally different. And like Ayrton Senna, they're all like mentally different people.
Neurodiverse.
Maybe like, neurodiverse. Maybe like great Formula One champions have to be like kind of cuckoo because they're driving cars so fast, it's so dangerous. They have to be like where they don't care about, at least in the past, at least, they didn't care about dying. They didn't care about incredible danger, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're all about like optimizing.
Yeah, they lived in some kind of weird state, you know. They're just kind of different.
Yeah, like,
and so if you're like a ruthless champion at that, then you're just kind of like a different person, and you have to be anyway. That's
well,
my
yeah, I mean,
either. So that's
I don't
Max
think it's just
because
like, they like worked really hard. I mean, there's something else there. Okay.
Anyway, Max is ice cold, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so the interesting, coming back to Danny Rick, because it's we're all super excited for Danny Rick getting back in the sport. You know, like, that's part of the reason he's back. It's because he's, like, super marketable.
Yeah, right, I know.
Liberty Media is like, get Danny Rick back into Formula One, please.
I bet.
They're, like, pulling the strings behind the scenes. Like, of course they are. I mean, I don't know that they actually are, but, I mean, come on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's another reason why Helmut Marko probably wants him back, because, anyway, I mean, everybody loves Danny Rick. But here's another nerdy little segment of the show for you about the way cars perform. Is that the AlphaTauri has the same characteristics. I'll just keep it simple. The same characteristics that made the McLaren hard to drive make the AlphaTauri hard to drive.
Yeah, that's not good for
So it's
Daniel.
Not good for Danny Rick. It's like known. You know, he knows it. He's even been like interviewed about it. And everybody's like, ooh, what are you going to do? Because this car sucks and sucks in the exact same way the McLaren sucked. And he's just like, oh, welcome challenges, and you know, I don't know how to do my Danny Rick right now. You have to smile. You probably have to just smile when you do your Danny Rick.
Yeah.
You're
scaring
you go.
Me.
Sorry. Oh, you know. Anyway, so he was like, he just said he just like welcomes the challenge, of course, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but
he's
it's,
just like,
it's
please,
doesn't look good.
Please. Let me back in.
There's like a difference between a slow car and a slow car that's also hard to drive. You know, like for example, the Alfa Romeo, which is the next, here's a segue, Alfa Romeo, which is the next team we're going to talk about, has a slow car. They only have 9 points, but it's a well-balanced car.
Yeah.
It's like a pleasing car to drive.
It's just like a golf cart.
It's just like a dog. Yeah. It's a shed. So
you're just like flooring it the whole
way. Yeah,
exactly.
It's just like really slow. Bless their heart, you know? Bless their little hearts. They have a nice little car. It just putters around at the back.
That's my car. Put me in the Alfa Romeo.
Yeah, there you go. Botas with his mullet and his mustache. He's just embraced it.
He's doing great.
Bless his heart, too. Yeah, exactly. Zhou Guanyu doing great.
Sure, probably. I don't know at all what they're doing, but
I know I like exactly. They're a super anonymous team.
Yeah.
An interesting thing about Alfa Romeo is that they're really Sauber. Alfa Romeo is just like a badge. They have no Alfa Romeo like parts or like anything on the car. It's the Sauber team running the team. And in 2026, they will become the Audi works team.
Okay.
Because Audi has agreed to come into the sport as an engine manufacturer and a works team, taking over Sauber because of the new engine regulations in 2026. So it's a pretty big deal. It's a huge deal, actually, because we'll have a whole new engine on the grid.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be good.
Maybe they'll be good. Yep. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
But they said they will probably begin working on next year's car soon, which is kind of like, you know, an interesting thing about this time of year because you have to either we're in the giving up stage of this
year. We're
going to
get them next year. Yeah.
But that's such an interesting thing about Formula One is that what I was learning even just recently is that it takes like 8 or so weeks to make one big development. You basically like, you start the season with a concept and then you like spy on other teams and you're like, what works and what doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and like this year it was Red Bull that worked, obviously. So everyone kind of went the Red Bull direction, quote unquote, right?
Right.
And copied Red Bull quite literally. McLaren, for example, just made their side pods just shaped like Red Bulls. And that's now they're really fast, you know? And so, but it takes like 8-9 weeks to like look at the pictures, design them, make them, test them, all that stuff. And you have to hope you get it right. You know, because you have that all that downtime, then you're like, all right, they're going to be ready for Silverstone, man. You know, and we tested them and we think they're worth like 0.2. You know, hope it works. And then you got to set them up right. You got to like tweak them.
Sure, right.
You know,
it seems like a challenge.
Very challenging.
For nerds.
And then you put him on Lando's car and he gets like second on the grid and you're like, yeah. You know, but all that time like takes like 8 weeks. So you have like basically one opportunity to like make a huge development on your car. You can make little developments along the way, but you have like one time in the season where you're like, here's our huge main development. And then other teams like Haas are just like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Indeed, we're good.
They're not. Yeah.
We have a bad car and we're okay with it. We're just going to like not
their
spend
car
the
was
money.
Like kind of a. Okay.
It's okay.
It's just unreliable,
over,
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it caught on fire.
It is unreliable. That's a good shout. Yeah, because it's like caught. Both cars have pooped out, I think, of sessions so far. We can go ahead and talk about Haas. We're skipping one team, but that's okay. We can come back to them because they're tied. They're tied. So we're not actually skipping a team. Haas and Williams are tied with 11 points. So, so there we go. Check it out.
Yeah, because Haas, I mean, just every once in a while, you know, Hulke was pretty high up there.
Yeah, Hulkenberg's had a good season. He's had a resurgence.
Yes.
A renaissance.
Yes.
In a bad car.
The Wheel of Fortuna has.
But has favored him.
Favored him.
But they're fast over one lap. Short stints, but they don't have race pace.
Yes, that sounds right.
And this is the nerdy part. They started with Ferrari and Ferrari concept, and everyone's abandoned that concept. Mm-hmm. But they're like, we're good. We're going to just like stick with it because they don't have the money to like.
Yeah,
the cost cap has been a big deal with development. It's actually like really affected the way teams can develop. Remember, there's a cost cap now.
I remember.
Yeah. So anyway,
K-Mag's
been okay.
Yeah, he's been great.
I mean, I don't think he's been as good as Hulkenberg.
No, yeah, I think Hulkenberg's done better. I think didn't K-Mag get like one good like qualifying or something?
Yeah, it was in Austria. Remember, he raced in the top like three for the first nine laps or something. He was in second place.
It's a good friend.
Yeah.
He has a new baby daughter.
Hulkenberg does? No, Kevin Magnussen.
K-Mag. Remember Agnes?
Yeah, Agnes Magnussen. Agnes, probably, or something like that.
Oh, that's
yeah,
pretty.
Good for
I
him.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, his
K-Mag
kids
is
are
the
cute.
Man.
They're
honestly,
very blonde.
No doubt this is the coolest driver lineup on the grid. Coolest. Like, Like, as in, like, these are the coolest.
Like, they come from a frozen land.
Right. Right. Like, the most Nordic and Germanic.
Like, a soul, I don't. Anyway. They're, yeah, they're Hulk cool. Like, Magnuson, like they, man. They're who you would hang out with.
That's what I mean. They're the coolest.
Well, there's different cools.
You know what you, I mean.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had to clarify for our audience what you meant.
So the other team that has 11 points is Williams. Alex Albon's been really, really good.
Yeah, Albon's been, seems like he's been having a good time.
Really, really good, actually. Everybody's talking about how Albon's been like the star of the whole freaking season. Because he's like, his mind, speaking of mental, he's like super calm and confident now. He's Mr. like Zen.
Okay.
Because before, when he was at Red Bull, remember he was all like,
yeah, he was yipping.
He was buzzing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was yipping because there was too much pressure.
Now he's, but now he's like Mr. Zen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now he's going. Like, bleaches his hair, colors his hair, doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever, bro. I'll be in eighth. It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He got eighth.
And then,
he was ahead of two Ferraris on like merit.
Well, yeah.
But like, you know, genuine, like, you know.
No, he's been doing, he's been having a good season.
So yeah, he's been, Logan Sargeant, I think.
Has not.
I think he's been like, his like last couple of races have been like, you know, closer to Albon, but he, I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty just anonymous. Been like a complete totally anonymous. Non-entity. Yeah, yeah, non-entity. I'm just like, he has he been
does
participating?
He even exist?
Yeah.
So anonymous. Yeah.
Which is weird because he's like American.
He's American. You'd think he'd be so famous.
Yeah.
If he was even a little bit good.
If
oh
he
my
was,
God.
Yeah, or personable. Maybe he doesn't have a good personality.
He's not. I don't think. I've never even heard him talk.
Logan's, you know.
Logan.
They're not.
Yeah, Logan. They're like really nice.
Yeah, yeah, just nice though.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, right, straightforward.
Anyway, sorry, Logan's.
Sorry, Logan's out there.
Please,
you're great.
Listen to
love
our
you.
Pod.
So prove Williams and Haas have 11 points, and then there's a pretty big jump up to the next team, which is Alpine.
Mm-hmm.
Alpine.
Okay. Yes.
Alpine.
The French.
Whose technical name is BWT Alpine F1 team.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're BW, the water.
Yeah, the water
people.
Company. I wrote down their technical names. I don't know why. So Esteban Ocon and Pierre Gasly are the two drivers.
Yes, I have heard of them.
And I think Ocon has been better than Pierre so far, generally. That's Ocon's really good.
Yeah, you say that.
He is. He's kind of wild. He kind of, I think he's one of those, like, remember we were watching the Jolion.
Yeah, and he was like.
And he was like running.
Just
he ran.
In front of people.
Yeah, he ran Checo off track.
Jeez. Like, calm down, Ocon. Like, what are you fighting
for? I think he does stuff like that. Like, I don't, I'm not.
That's not, I don't like it. I don't like that.
I know. Yeah, it's easy to kind of not, I don't, I mean, it's not like malicious. I
why,
just think
how
it's,
do you know?
I think she thinks it's kind of like.
I can see into Ocon's heart.
Because it's Ocon.
He means
he comes from humble roots.
You, whatever. That doesn't get me.
He lived in a van.
Oh, yeah. Okay, those
with
vans.
With his whole family.
Okay, how many people are in his family?
Like three.
Yeah. His mom has dad. Okay, those vans, like camper vans, those are like luxury vehicles.
Well, still, he lived in one. So anyway, Pierre Gasly's been not as good.
Like what? When they were away from home, they were in the van?
Yeah, they were traveling to his cart.
Yeah, that's fine. That's like a dream come true.
I know, it sounds awesome.
It sounds amazing, driving around the French countryside in your camper van.
Carting. Yeah, I hope Maddie
together
does
as a family? What, his parents don't work?
I know. I don't know how. I don't know the story. Okay. I
you just know that there was a van.
I know there was a van involved.
Those
and he
vans
comes
are
from
like
$150,000. I'm not
nice
talking
ones.
About like one of the like
Mercedes
ads you get on Instagram that are like, oh, are you a
van dweller?
Yeah. Are you a jaded
hashtag?
Millennial?
Right. Well, I
live
get
in
those.
A van. I know you do. I do too. The Mercedes vans that like you could. Like run a business out of.
I can't. What are they called? I forget.
Navigators. Sprinters.
Yeah, sprinters. We can't ever be a van family though, because you're too tall.
Yeah, I'll just stoop. It's fine. So anyway, yeah. Oh, an interesting thing about Alpine is two movie stars like bought into the company, and you would know of them too. Like one of them is Michael B. Jordan, and the other one is that. I should Google it. Hold on.
What? Why Alpine? They're just looking for buyers?
Yeah, I guess, but it's like. 2 seconds. Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, boo, is that it's, I know, isn't this such like a, just Formula One's jump the shark?
Well, they're
can
just,
we
it's
pause
just an
to
investment.
Talk about my conspiracy theory that I was so excited to tell you about?
Why pause? Oh, I thought you meant pause the podcast.
No, not pause the podcast.
Wait, can I just say?
Yes, we're still.
I mean, they're probably just buying it to as an investment opportunity.
Yeah, of course, because
like
Formula One teams are worth so much money now.
Yeah.
They're literally worth like almost $1 billion.
It's not like they're going to change anything or do anything.
Well, no, it's probably
not. So why is
not.
It jumping the shark?
Formula One itself is jumping the shark slowly. Not quite yet. But listen to my...
The shark is getting nearer.
Yeah, the shark is like circling.
And they're squatting.
But the thing is the movie stars are just kind of like a front. Like they're like two people as part of like one part of like a consortium of
buyers.
Oh,
sure.
They're
like Ryan,
you know?
Reynolds. Is
they're like the
Alpine.
Face of a...
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, for
so
sure.
So they put like a tiny little pittance in, and then a bunch of people put like a lot more money in, and they're just like, oh, yeah. Ryan Reynolds bought Alpine, but that's not really the whole story.
Yeah.
You know? But it is, it does go to show like how... You know, Hollywood is invested in Formula One. So speaking of which, okay, so listen to this. Now, I did hear this. Obviously, you hear things other places. But so on another on another podcast, they were talking about how, like, major media companies or corporations in general, when they pursue, like, takeovers of companies, they go through, like, certain phases of growth, right? Liberty Media can be an example of this. So in 2016, they bought Formula One. And as a giant media company, they would initially go through a takeover and growth phase, mm-hmm. which they did, you know, where they expanded into like Gulf Coast countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
They built new racetracks. They got Netflix series, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got new regulations, new cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So made it safer, made it more marketable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Formula One's bigger than ever. And then they move into the harvesting phase where they start reaping the benefits of all their growth, right? Which is where now...
Capitalism.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's like, let's make a movie. You know, let's get new buyers. Let's keep new teams out. Because
mm-hmm.
it maximizes profit for everybody involved,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's just a... feeding frenzy.
It's a feeding frenzy.
Shark.
But then you can only do that for so long before you, what you're doing is while you're harvesting the future takeover, people who are going to take it over next,
mm-hmm.
which looks like it's going to be, who would you think? Like there's two races to begin the season in the Middle East. There's two races to end the season in the Middle East. The summer break is, like could be like surrounding Ramadan, I think. Do you know when Ramadan is?
I know.
Isn't it in the summer? It's like right when we get back to school. It starts pretty soon right when we get back to school. So it might be like late August, early September.
Mm-hmm.
Or different every year, maybe
yeah.
like according to like whatever. But so they could like conveniently move the summer break to like, we don't race over Christmas. We don't race over
Ramadan.
We are
saying like a Middle Eastern company is going to buy it.
There's already like rumblings. So just kind of interesting.
They probably wouldn't sell it for a while.
I don't know. Why not? It's worth more money than it's ever.
Because it's incredibly profitable?
Yeah, I guess maybe so.
Why
yeah.
would you...
Because it's worth so much more now than it was when they bought it. Just cash in, I guess. I
yeah.
don't know. Yeah, so anyway. Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess, I don't know. I guess it just seems so speculative. It's just like, we'll have to see.
Yeah, and I just heard, like, there's talks of, Liberty wanting to sell to, you know, like Gulf country, you know, like Saudis specifically.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that talk is.
Right.
Obviously,
you know, it would be unpopular with a lot of people. That's just like the other races thing too. Are exactly. Of ethical.
Exactly. That's what you can't help but go there.
But yeah, I feel like it's one of those things that if it did happen, I mean, people would be upset, but then life would go on and you'd still watch. And
yeah, that's the ultimate, like, yeah, just how much of it is spectacle and how much of it is sport and how much can you, like, because Formula One has always pissed people off. It's always right.
Well,
gone.
It's kind of like soccer is like that too. Like how they had the World Cup.
And Qatar.
And Qatar. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, wow, this is
really wrong.
Good. Yeah.
Like objectively wrong. I know. Anyway. So yeah. So that was a major like interruption of what we were doing, but I just thought I was reminded of it when we were talking about something. And yeah, like I thought it was really interesting because it's like,
yeah, we'll see.
Maybe the future of Formula One. So anyway, back to our teams. Next, I think my favorite team.
McLaren.
I think McLaren's my favorite team.
Yeah, I think McLaren is often your favorite team. It's just most of this year they've been bad.
Yeah, but they scored
30. I didn't hear you talking about them being your favorite team 6 races ago.
Oh, come on.
Fairweather fan.
Don't be silly. Oh, yeah, they're 59 points. Woohoo!
I mean, yeah, they're on the up and up. I mean,
yeah,
I guess they
scored
said
30
kind
of those 59 points last race.
Right. Yeah, like they don't expect them to be like doing that.
Well, that's the question. And that's one of the interesting things about Hungary, to keep it also on. See what I did there? Yeah, look, we're like real podcasters. Is like they brought these upgrades in Austria and Silverstone. And those are different tracks than Hungary. Hungary is a really slow track with lots of slow to medium speed corners. It's like Monaco without the walls is the very cliche.
Be great.
Yeah, no, that's not what we mean. Slow cars
nice
do better.
And slow.
That's not what it means. Yeah, exactly. Everybody just slow down, guys. Whoa, here. What's the rush? Both us. Drinking a lemonade. Anyway. So, they call it Monaco without the walls. You're going to hear that this weekend, trust me. If you don't hear that this weekend, then I will...
give me $5?
Give you $5.
Sweet.
So... Anyway, so McLaren has those really cool upgrades that made them a rocket ship, according to George Russell. George Russell called them a rocket ship.
Okay, well, George Russell says a lot of things.
I know, George Russell looks kind of sucks.
Like I didn't say that.
Like, as is annoying.
Are we talking about Mercedes or are we talking about McLaren?
Sorry, McLaren. So we don't know if they'll be good because the track is so different.
Right, I guess
Aston Martin
I've heard...
will probably be good. Sorry, go ahead.
They wouldn't be good.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe
I just assume someone's done their research.
Exactly. They probably have. Aston Martin, to jump ahead a little bit, will probably be good because they were good in Monaco.
Yeah.
Remember where Alonso was second.
It's fun when Alonso is doing well. I kind of find
that. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good driver. He drives cars very well.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at that.
He's probably got something.
He's a little different.
Strange.
Exactly. He's, what did you call it?
Neurodivergent.
Yeah. Neurodiverse, I think you said.
Oh, yeah. Neurodiverse.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because some people are just like so freaking good at driving those race cars that it's like, they're like a level above. There's like, you're really good. You're good enough to be in Formula One, you know? And then there's people who are just like, I'm freakishly better than you. Like, I'm a level above. Alonso's one of those.
Yeah.
Max is one
He's
of
got
those,
the
obviously.
Touch, the feel. They have
it's,
like
it's
a
feel.
They have like
a it's
sixth
a feel.
Sense. That's like a car sense.
Yeah, it's a feel in your fingertips on the wheel and in your feet on the
like
pedals.
Like reaction time.
Yeah, reaction time. I mean, literally, even Ricardo said he couldn't feel what Lando could feel through the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like Lando's describing things in debriefs and saying, well, the car feels like this and feels like this. And Ricardo's just like, I'm sorry guys, but I don't have the same data. I can't give you the same feedback because I don't feel that.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why it's so much harder for him to get on top of the car in a McLaren that Lando can get more out of. It's still the same bad car.
Yeah.
But Lando can drive it closer to the limit
mm-hmm.
because he can just get more out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anyway, so it's fascinating. Next team, Scuderia Ferrari.
Mm-hmm. The red ones.
Yeah, the red team. They have a whopping 157 points. So they're way ahead of McLaren. McLaren's kind of fighting with Alpine. That's mm-hmm. kind of their traditional rival if they had like a midfield rival. Because okay. like Haas is like not going to like...
No.
Like, it'd be nice if they were good.
They're
That'd
the
be
participation
great.
Trophy.
Yeah, and it kind of sucks because not to like go backwards, but like they have no incentive to like spend money.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to let a new team in. Andretti Cadillac has done like jumped through every hoop to be like, we deserve to be in. We've got like a whole engine manufacturer and everything ready to go. And they just like won't let him in, you know? And so Haas is like, well, why would we, you know, we're not threatened by like a new team coming in, you know, our position.
No, but don't they want to like do good?
Yeah, but
they don't
want
to spend money.
They're not going to spend that little bit of money they have and go from 7th to 2nd.
Right.
They might go from 7th to 6th, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but then what? They spent so much money to
they
make
get
like
more
a,
money.
But how much did they have to spend? You know, I don't know.
Right, right,
I don't
right.
know,
somebody,
but what I'm
saying
is that's
someone's job.
That's somebody's job. It's not mine.
Yeah.
Thank God.
You'd be like, "Oh my God."
I'd be like, "Guys, we're out of money."
Yeah.
100%.
Who bought all these energy drinks?
Yeah. I'd be like, guys, the car looks awesome, but it's really slow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to Scuderia Ferrari.
Right, right, right.
They've got 157 points. They're, you know, pretty yeah. far away ahead of McLaren, but they've got a pretty bad car.
Yeah.
In terms of being, you know, they should be challenging Red Bull. Now we're talking about the teams that should be winning races
mm-hmm.
and challenging for championships, and they just can't do it. They've had a few kind of Ferrari moments so far this year, like strategy wise,
but
not as bad.
Yeah, they're just like,
I guess, but what does that
good.
Say? You know, the cars, they say, is unpredictable.
Mm.
So like if it rains, they don't really know what to do. If it's windy, they don't really know what to do. If it's hot, they don't really know what to do. The car is kind of different lap to lap. It's different tire to tire.
Yeah.
So it's very unbalanced, unpredictable. It's just like they don't have a grasp of the car.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
No. Whereas the Alfa Romeo, slow, but, you know, it's nice.
It's just happy
nice
to be there.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, enough about the Alfa Romeo. So, yeah, Charles and Carlos, I think Carlos has done better so far this season.
Yeah, but...
Charles is better.
Yeah.
But if Carlos keeps doing better, then what do you have to say about that? Like, Carlos is really, really, really good, at
no,
least.
He's fine.
But, like, how good is he if he keeps, like, outperforming Charles Leclerc in a bad
well,
car?
Well, we'll just see. We'll cross that bridge when it happens.
Cross that bridge when it happens. Yeah, exactly. Just what I was going to say. Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess that's right. I mean, I guess just I think I like Carlos more and more because he seems like a lad.
I
think he's probably like a really freakishly good driver too. I think he might be like up there with the Charleses and the Maxes.
I guess he
kind of
like fought back more with like the bad calls and stuff. And that
yeah,
was
he
more
stands
last
his
season,
ground.
I guess. But I haven't been paying close enough attention this season.
There was
no,
one
he did
time
that.
This season where he kind of talked
he's
back.
He's like, I'm not going to go
he was like,
into
okay,
the box.
Why? Okay, why?
Oh, yeah, he does. I think he says it a
that's
lot.
That's a good one.
Okay, white.
White? Okay, white.
We don't really have a why.
Yeah, they were just like, we're going to go on the mediums. And he said, okay, white.
Because they're right here. We've got them in the blankets.
Yeah, they're like, because they're warm already. We already warmed them up. We weren't really sure why. Giovanni warmed them up.
Yeah, the other warmers are being used for pizzas.
Cute. Anyway, so I don't know. I guess it's cool to consider how good Carlos is.
I mean, yeah, Carlos has been solid.
I'm not trying to take anything away from Charles.
I know.
You know how much I love Charles.
Yeah. I guess he has kept up. It's not like he's fallen back like one of them is super
outperforming the other one.
And so, yeah, I mean, they're definitely like matched, you know, and yeah. Charles is
at least
good
in points they are.
Yeah.
Charles says he's dedicated to bringing the team back to, quote, where they belong.
No.
How do you feel about that?
Like he's not going to leave Ferrari.
Well, that's what he says, at least.
But
do you think
he's
just.
Says,
yeah, of course, that's what he says. Yeah. Well,
they're
going
to be like, I'm ready
to
jump off the ship.
Yeah.
Isn't anybody looking for a Formula One?
Well, that's
driver?
Kind of the thing is that Charles has always been kind of the mouthpiece, you know, where he's super positive all
the
time.
He's like the company boy.
Yeah, he is. He toes the line.
Yeah, which is, I just find that endearing. But
yeah,
also,
Carlos,
he's lost out.
I don't know
if
Carlos is more Latin, you know, he's more
okay,
like...
Okay, you don't need to bring
the
stereotype.
Like the car was very slow today.
Yeah, he seems to be slightly maddened by the circumstances.
But yeah, Charles is definitely the, you know, the
wunderkind.
Charles
just dies inside.
Yeah.
Plays his piano.
He is good at the piano, isn't he? Doesn't he like kind of
riff? He's pretty good, yeah. He hasn't posted a video in a while. Or maybe okay. I just unfollowed him.
Probably unfollowed him.
Probably.
So the next
team...
He
broke up with Charlotte a while
back. Oh, yeah,
back.
But they were called Charles and Charlotte, and you just can't have that anyway. So
yeah,
it's
you
like
can't.
Probably.
It's literally just his name, but female.
But like a female, yeah. It's like Charlotte. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Anyway. Aston Martin, Aramco, Cognizant, Formula One team is the next team.
Cognizant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aston Martin.
Yeah, they've got 181 points. And,
yeah, and
if it wasn't
good,
for Lance
freaking
Stroll, they would, yeah, they look good.
They look
I hate
good.
To admit, but they like are kind of cool.
The green is really nice green.
Yeah, and Aston Martins are cool cars.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. It's just, yeah, Lance Stroll.
It's just the
like
Strolls are so
dud.
Bad. They're like an evil, like, not evil, literally,
evil.
Of course.
I mean,
they're
billionaires,
evil. They're
so
fine,
they're evil.
But they're like, you know, are you familiar with the Yankees at all and how like in the 90s and early 2000s, they just like won every freaking World
yes.
Series. There was a guy, the owner was named George Steinbrenner.
Okay.
And he represented just like a really wealthy guy. You know, he looked kind of like Trumpian.
Okay.
You know, and like billionaire, ruthless, would just buy all the good players, would spend... any amount of money he could to win.
Yeah, like
you
the
know.
Team with the deep pockets that just have all
yeah,
the advantages.
They didn't like develop talent. They just like if a player was good, they would just pay for him to come be a Yankee, you know, and it just seemed unfair. And the Yankees mm-hmm. just won every championship. Of course, you also have to play good baseball, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. But
right.
George Steinbrenner kind of just represented this just like you couldn't like him, you mm-hmm. know. That's kind of what Papa Stroll is. You
yeah.
just like,
oh yeah,
you
can be
just,
like, oh man, I'm just so.
How can you be a
about...
freaking Aston Martin fan?
Right, right, right. Yeah.
How can you be like, I'm going for Lawrence Stroll?
Yeah, that
I
seems
want
completely
that guy
foreign
to succeed.
To me. Yeah, you know? There's no way.
I have such a hard time with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, I want that guy to fail, I guess. Or not fail. I'm just, I'm
I mean,
neutral at best.
I guess
I'm
like
best.
Appreciative that they brought this like compelling team to this, the grid. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. The thing
and
that,
like hired Alonso, even though it like made his son look bad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's
good.
That's the more interesting thing to talk about, honestly. Enough ranting about Papa Stroll, but is that Lance... if he had performed better, Aston Martin might be as high as second place behind Red Bull because
fire your son.
I know. Yeah. When do you fire your son from a job?
I mean, he could do something else. What else does Lance Stroll like to do? complain, whinge.
Ride bikes.
Does he like to ride bikes?
Well, he broke his wrist riding a bike. I just know that. So he must ride, like,
that's,
you know.
That's what he said. He's probably doing something dumb.
Well, riding a bike's kind of dumb. No. Well, you can break your wrist doing it, apparently. So,
like, I don't do anything, though.
No, not anymore, I don't. Jeez Louise. Anyway, so, yeah, Lance hasn't been doing very well, unfortunately. And it's not just that Lance is not as fast as Fernando, because he's not.
No one is.
But he had a, like, he drives people off the track and stuff and, like, wrecks into people.
Yeah. But maybe, do we just notice it more when Lance is doing it? Is everyone
a little bit,
that?
Of course. Yeah. No, a little bit. And Lance is, like, I heard it put pretty well that, like, Lance is not keeping anyone off the grid. Like, he's better than Logan Sargeant. He's probably better than Yuki Tsunoda.
Yeah.
He's probably better than, like, Nick DeVries. You know, he's better than, like, maybe better than, I don't know about better than Oscar Piastri. But, like, you know, he's, like, he's not, like,
yeah, he's not a complete
were
dud.
So
he's
bad that he shouldn't
Nepo
be
baby,
on the grid.
Right?
Yeah, not anymore. But the problem is that he got to where he is because of his privilege, et cetera.
Yes,
well,
yes,
the story's been told many times. But so, and then on top of that, the fact that he just, like, kind of drags his team down and doesn't do what's expected of him and doesn't seem to, like, he's kind of, like, apathetic about it, you know, it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So that's all about Lance Stroll and Aston
and
Martin.
And he needs to get a haircut.
Yeah, he just seems like he doesn't care too much about his hair. He kind of just lets it go.
Maybe that's endearing. Maybe that's, like, cool.
He's kind of got the, like, laissez-faire.
But it's hair. Always, but it's always, like, the same length. He's, like, getting it maintained.
Yeah.
Just to that.
So he needs to get a different style hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's not just, like, letting it, it's not just, like, grown out.
Right. I see what you mean. So in second place is Mercedes.
Mm.
203
wow,
points.
They're up in second now.
Yeah, but they have literally less than half the points of Red Bull.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
It's crazy.
But I just, weren't they, like, not in second for, how many points they have?
203.
Okay, so.
So, yeah, so Mercedes in second place. They're not happy with their car.
Yeah.
They call it the Diva 2.0. There was a car back in the day, I forget when it was, but they called it the Diva.
Because
it was so, ooh,
high maintenance.
You know, high maintenance.
Right.
Exactly. You know. Interestingly, in terms of development wise, speaking of development, they tried to copy Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
And said it made their car slower. So they wasted, like, a bunch of time and resources, like, building side pods that they trialed and tested and didn't end up going with. So that's also, you know, possible. Oh, we wasted all this time and resources, and now
are
we're
they
now.
Still porpoising?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that's better than ever now. Yeah.
How's Toto doing?
Toto, I don't know. I think, you know, he's in an argument with Christian Horner, as always, about the engines.
Right. They're always...
Toto. He says, Christian, no. Yeah.
Right.
He and Christian Horner, I won't go into it
they're
too much, but they're beefing about
the
2026 engine rules. It's pretty interesting, actually.
They're probably besties, secret.
Yeah, of course they are.
They just text. They're like, oh my God, that's going to be a big fight in front of everyone.
I know. Yeah. I mean, they're, like, very similar type of people, very type A. Like, they just probably have, like, immense amounts of respect for each other and genuinely like each other.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, they're just like, I mean, I disagree with you respectfully, you know, so I'm just going to say it and you would do the same thing, you know. So, yeah. So Mercedes upgraded their car and then we're like, this is bad, so we're just going to stick with our current car. Toto, speaking of Toto, said if it weren't for the cost cap, they would have, like, totally changed their car by now.
Well, that's probably easy to say.
He's like, we used to be rich. Now we're...
I know, and then we could be good no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this isn't fair. Nicht fair.
In fact, it's more fair.
Yeah. So... They said they were very interested in the McLaren upgrades. So they're like, we got an eye on you, McLaren. We're looking at you.
Mm.
So we'll see if they're able to, I don't know if, again, kind of the interesting part of this time of year is, do you, okay, McLaren upgraded their car, is it worth upgrading our car like McLaren, or do we just make a 2024 car now?
Right.
Because we're not going to get, you know, we're not going to catch Red Bull, et cetera. So,
okay. Yeah.
Anyway. And in first place, speaking of Red Bull, is Oracle Red Bull Racing.
Red Bull.
Yeah, so we kind of already covered how they're dominant, mm-hmm. and it's mostly because of Max, or totally because of Max. They've won 11 consecutive races and 27 of the last 32.
Wow, that is remarkable.
Yeah. So not much more to actually say about Red Bull that we haven't already said, but it's kind of far out that, you know, all this development talk about copying Red Bull is, part of it, at least I thought, was so fascinating that when Checo crashed in Monaco, they lifted his car. You know, so they could see the floor. A lot of the aerodynamics are done by the floor now because of the new rules. So literally before, like, they, everybody knew Red Bull had an awesome floor because Adrian Newey is so badass that he designed like this super floor that that's why Red Bull is so fast. And everyone was like, it must be their floor because we can't see, you know, anything on the car. So it must be their floor if we could only see the floor.
Yeah.
And Red Bull kept it secret. But then Checo crashed in Monaco.
Oh.
And the only way to get the car out of Monaco is to lift it by a crane.
Uh-huh.
So they lifted it by the... Yes, literally. That's and so everyone funny. Could take pictures
up
of
the
floor.
Shot.
Yeah, upskirt. And so everyone was like, now we know how the floor works. And then so they started copying it, or trying to at least.
Interesting. That's
Isn't
really
that crazy?
Yeah, that's
so
funny.
The whole world... The whole world, exactly. The whole world is like, now we know how Red Bull's floor works because of the wreck in Monaco, and they exposed it. So it's cool because Formula One technology is so sophisticated, but at some points it's so simple. It's as simple as like, look over there. What's it look like? Draw it.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it. Try to copy it.
Just like a child's.
Yeah.
You know, just childishly simple.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, Adrian Newey. You know the Red Bull designer, Adrian Newey?
Yeah.
Who is...
He's still
designing the cars for Red Bull, and that's why they're so freaking good. It just boils down to, seriously, his ability to design aerodynamic things that other people don't think of, period. That's it. The Red Bull is so good because of Adrian Newey, period. And I won't get into the technical things about it, but suffice to say that he just thinks of things that other people don't think of, right?
Okay.
He draws... the car pieces that he's going to design with pencil. He doesn't use computers and stuff like these days. It's completely unheard of. He just has a drawing table and he draws with pencil.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
So anyway, so anything else you want to say about Hungary or the teams or Formula One in general or Liberty Media or,
I don't know. I feel like
we've covered a lot
of ground here.
Car development. Red Bull. Max being ice cold. I was going to say ice out. Lights
Ice man.
Out. That's when you know you've talked too much. Iceman. Yeah. All right. Good pod.
Cool.
Solid. That one's for you. All right. Thanks for sticking around. This is Matt.
And this is Caitlin.
That was Formula Fun. Thanks for listening.